Don't just pretend that you love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of the good. Love each other with brotherly affection, and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and prayerful always. That was actually God's word directly from Romans 12, 9 through 12. In America, a highly contentious debate and battle echo from sea to shining sea. People continue to come up with ways to ignore God and to change families from the way God created them to thrive. People find ways to hate instead of to love. It's time to end the evil. End the abortions. End the changes that allow people to sin more easily and more often. End the changes that harm women. End the changes in marriage. Dangerous restroom policies that allow children to be exploited. All kinds of things. We must end the exchange of good for evil. It hurts children, women, and men. It's harmful to everyone. How do I know this? God's word. God's word remains the final word. Yet today, there exist many people who prefer feeling good in their own customized, yet false, version of Christianity, instead of faith in God and true Christianity. It's bizarre. There exist many temptations to copy and paste the world to the word instead of the word to the world. The, quote, cool Christians, unquote, that I've encountered gloat in their ability to do things just like the non-Christians. They push the envelope and then they judge the authentic Christians, whom they accuse of practicing judgment. Again, it's bizarre. I've witnessed so-called Christians mislabeling evil as good and good as evil. It's highly disturbing and completely illogical. Why do we human beings rationalize so quickly and yet tend to obey God so slowly? Well, it's because we're all sinners. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. His name, Jesus Christ. Jesus came because we have been lost. We are found when we accept Him as Savior and Lord, accept what He did on the cross, accept His gift of eternal life. When we repent, when we turn from doing things our way and turn to doing things His way and accepting Him in our hearts, instead of rejecting Him and ignoring Him. So many ignore Jesus today. They might whip out a prayer once in a while when they're in trouble, but otherwise they just ignore and reject Him. They don't love Him. They use His name as a swear word instead of with love. It's really thought-provoking. Have you received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord? He's the only way to heaven. Don't believe what's in the magazines and in pop culture. That's not true. They're lying to you. Jesus will never lie to you. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me." He didn't say a way. He said the way. Let me just pray with those of you who have not yet received Jesus, because I just wonder if someone out there right now is just saying, "I want to know you, Jesus." So let's pause and pray and welcome Him. to take control. Lord Jesus, we confess you as Savior and Lord and believe in our hearts that you died on the cross and rose again, conquering sin and death just for us. Lord Jesus, we accept you. We welcome you in our hearts right now. Come into our hearts. Rule our lives. We repent of our sin. We are so sorry for our sins, and we want to stop sinning and instead follow you. Help us to do that. We love you, Jesus. We put our faith and trust in you, not in our good works, not in the way we behave, but in what you did on the cross. We rely on you for our salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer and have just now come to know the Lord, please let us know at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Now, for my fellow believers, I'm going to continue talking because we have some more things to cover. So, when we feel discouraged by a society spiraling deeper into a whirlpool of evil, we need to remember to trust God and walk on the water with Jesus Christ. Stay strong in Him. That's the only way. The Lord reminds me that He knows everything, and He only asks us each to obey Him, love Him, and love others. He never asks us to do something unless He's ready to supply what we need to obey Him. Remember that. He doesn't ask the impossible of us. Rather, He makes it possible for us to obey Him. We just need to rely on Him for that. He'll take care of the rest. He will make everything right in the end when Christ returns. Seems like the enemy of our souls, the devil, likes to make us either get trapped in evil or discouraged by evil, thereby being distracted from God and what is good. The Lord wants us to focus on what is good. The Lord wants us to focus on Him. Let's renew our focus on Jesus Christ. Let's cover a few ways to do that. First, keep away from evil. Don't accept it in the guise of love. Hate evil, but love everyone. It's not a cliche. It is reality. If something makes you think about evil too much, avoid it. You don't have to watch the most violent news program coverage of something. Instead, pray, but you don't have to constantly inundate your senses and frankly have overstimulation of what is evil out there. So, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from every form of evil. Withdraw and keep away from it. If you're, for instance, if you're watching a sports program and you know that some really bad commercials come on and that make you have impure thoughts, just mute the commercial. Don't watch it. Don't get sucked in. You don't have to watch the junk. And when I'm talking about all this, I'm talking to myself too. I'm not excluding myself and saying, oh, I have all the answers. No, God has all the answers. We're the ones that need to focus on Him together. Next, this is something that I find to be quite thought-provoking. Those who proclaim tolerance and claim judge not in order to promote evil will actually themselves be judged by God. It's God's place to judge. And we need to keep focused on following Him and sharing the truth and remembering that He really has everything under control. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe, judgment is coming to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That was Isaiah 5:20. Finally, let's close with a very powerful exhortation in God's Word. We're to love sincerely and actively without hypocrisy. And I'm going to share, in closing, Romans 12, 9 through 13, the Amplified version this time. Love is to be sincere and active, the real thing, without guile and hypocrisy. Hate what is evil. Detest all ungodliness. Do not tolerate wickedness. Hold on tightly to what is good. Be devoted to one another with authentic brotherly affection as members of one family. Give preference to one another in honor, never lagging behind in diligence. A glow in the Spirit. Enthusiastically serving the Lord, constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Steadfast and patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength, contributing to the needs of God's people, pursuing the practice of hospitality. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for the station, for airing this program. Thank you for every listener. I just pray your blessings upon them right now. I pray that you would draw them all close to you and draw families closer together, heal hearts of all the wounds. And I just pray that you would just surround your loving arms around those who are suffering from grief, from physical pain, from emotional pain, from financial distress. I just pray, Lord, that you would meet their needs, meet all of our needs. And I thank you for your faithfulness to us. Your faithfulness allows us to be faithful. And I thank you so much. We rely on you today. And we pray over all the prayer requests submitted to prayingpals.org. Thank you, Lord, for each person. Please make your presence known to them. We love you, Jesus. We receive you, Jesus. We ask for your strength. We ask for a fresh filling and anointing of your Holy Spirit, that we would do what you want us to do, and that we would love the way you want us to love. Just love others through us, we pray. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. It's time for us to go to God's Word as our main search engine, to use technological term, instead of just any old source. Use Scripture as your source for answers. And share Scripture. Give a Bible to someone who needs one. Ask God to open an opportunity for you to do that, and He will, if you're willing. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you. And feel free to send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org.